For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Simon Harris has a very short time to make a lot of impact. And the question is, what will he do? What can he do before the next general election? I'm joined in studio by political editor of The Independent, Philip Ryan. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, you've been writing whether he's hesitant Harris or hatchet Harris.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the big decisions was just made for him, it looks like, that he was going to have to make, and that's around the cabinet reshuffle that we learned this morning, only in the last hour or so.
Yeah, now he had one space, which was Leo's space.
That was Leo's space,
because he takes Leo's, leaving higher education free, and now he's got two. Was Simon pushed? Did he go before he was pushed? Do you know what I mean? Did he get indications, one wonders, from Simon Harris that he wasn't going to be there, and rather than be sacked dropped, you just go?
I think the first sign he would have seen and would have taken on board was the fact that he was no longer going to be the Fine Gael deputy leader. So Simon Harris had already done that. Not technically so, but he had promised the deputy leadership to Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys, who will be the new Fine Gael leader, deputy leader rather. And that would have been a telltale sign, let's say, for Simon Coveney. The other sign would have been the exit of Chris Donoghue, formerly of this parish, who was Simon Coveney's very loyal press advisor for the last number of years. And he is now to become the press secretary under Simon Harris once he is Taoiseach in the Department of Taoiseach. So they would have been two pretty clear signs to Simon Coveney that, look, maybe it's time, maybe his long and long political career at cabinet since 2011, a TD since 1998, served in the European Parliament, held various portfolios, that it was coming to a time for an end, and it was time for Fine Gael to have some new
life. Seemed to be very sure-footed when he was in foreign affairs. And then when he left that brief, he kind of vanished a bit.
Yeah, the Enterprise brief is a little bit different. It doesn't have the same allure. It's not as illustrious as being in Ivy House, going around the world, sorting out the world's problems, whether it be in Afghanistan. I remember that was the spin at the time when he couldn't be sacked over Merion Gate because we needed him in place because of the US exit in Afghanistan and all that went on there. And the various other portfolios, you know, he played a very pivotal role during the Brexit negotiations, which worked out pretty okay for Ireland, I think it has to be said. We see we don't have the border, still have the trading arrangements. And it must be a blow for him, but at the same time, he knows that he got a good stint in cabinet. He's had his time in public service, and now it's time for another opportunity.
Okay.
Unfortunately for him, though, he's entering the job market alongside Leo Varadkar, which will be a bit more difficult.
The question, though, will he run? Or will he just decide enough is enough?
He was on RTE there saying he wouldn't give a straight answer on that, so you can be sure the answer is he is not running. I can't see a situation where Simon Coveney decides he's going to come back as an opposition backbench TD, possibly.
There's got to be one would imagine, a Fine Gael seat in that constituency. You've got Michael McGrath, Micheál Martin. If Simon Coveney is not to run, is there an heir apparent, I wonder?
There's probably a few people who would be putting their name forward, the likes of Tim Lombard. Jerry Buttermer might fancy another run at it. He came in as a second candidate under Simon Coveney a couple of elections back. So there is options there. I'm sure the local elections will shoot up some other potential candidates as well. It's a big Fine Gael stronghold, that part of Cork. There is now, currently, if Simon Coveney doesn't run, I think there's only one Fine Gael TD in all of Cork under Colin Burke, because we have others that are exiting. David Stanton is obviously leaving too, he's decided. So look, it's they're going to need a lot of these fresh faces that the electorate can
For Simon Harris, I mean, the temptation is always to respond to the story of the day, and the story, two stories of the day to which he's responded. One is about the road traffic deaths, which have spiraled this year, and also the number of arrests for drug driving and drink driving. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes' time on the program. And the other is about creche places and so on. I mean, it's all very well to TikTok about that, but it's something else to do something about it.
Yeah, look, we're going to see a little bit more meat on the bone, I think, over the coming days at the weekend of what Simon Harris is really about.
The Ardèche is coming over the weekend.
The Ardèche down in Galway. And what is he actually going to do for the party? He is hamstrung in many ways by the programme for government. That's essentially, they still have to implement that. That's the main principles of this coalition government. And a lot of the stuff he's been talking about and a lot of the stuff that's been put out by his team is about essentially fast-tracking some of the proposals that have already been kind of fleshed out about reducing childcare costs. We've seen that fairly dramatically over the last few years in budgets under Roderick O'Gorman, the various initiatives that have been put in place to reduce the cost of dropping your kids into the creche.
But you can't get a creche place. We were talking about it. So it's all very well to give them some help.
Yeah.
But what was pointed out to us was that many of the people qualified to go into creches instead are going to Thusla or going into other areas of employment because the private providers can't pay them enough and can't give them the terms and conditions that they would require. So in a year, how could Simon Harris do anything about that?
Yeah, well, it is always been one of those career paths that people have complained about the financial incentive to be a creche worker. It's not great money. And when you do have any sort of, perhaps if you set up your own creche, you might make a few quid. But other than that, like you're kind of, it doesn't get the pay and probably the resources and staffing resources it deserves.
So what can he do outside of the programme for government or even to accelerate some of the elements of the programme for government that might do him some good?
Well, one of the ones he's been talking about and he's been putting out there is around this law and order side of stuff. And this is trying to do the red meat to the Fine Gael faithful, that he's going to clamp down on all the antisocial behaviour in the country and there'll never be a crime committed once he's Taoiseach. And the main ways he's doing it is, one is something that he kind of trailed when he was in the Department of Justice recently, when Helen McEntee was on maternity leave, was around increasing these the minimum sentencing for serious crimes, for murders and the likes, that there will be no parole. They introduced these minimum tariffs, I think they call them, and then you go in and a judge is able to go, you're getting 20 years, 25 years, no parole, no even discussion of remission. That's, you'll be sitting in Mountjoy or wherever for that length of time. And that's something he wants to introduce in. He wants to clamp down on the various, you know, the knife crime stuff, the antisocial behaviour, how exactly he does it. That's brand new and is not something that we've been heard about or debated before.
With a diminished guard of the force.
Exactly, and encouraging people to become guards. That's the other huge challenge that he's going to face, that it has become a career that is not, I suppose, it doesn't have the same incentive or the same respect maybe that people would have had in the past, and it's not putting people off. Like the newest initiative is to get lads in their 50s to be guards. Mm. It seems to...
Well, they certainly won't be...
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Jason fellas up and down walls, unless they're quite exceptional, exceptionally fit. Now, what about Helen McEntee? Will she be moved from justice, do you think?
Now, she was out at the weekend saying she doesn't want to be moved, naturally enough. She's not going to come out.
This is the Sunday Times interview.
Yeah, she's not going to come out and say she doesn't want to be. But there is a lot of pressure on Harris internally that, look, she's had her time there. She's become a little bit associated with kind of the bad news things linked to Law and Order, the Dublin riots.
And the PRPs walking through town surrounded by guards saying, of course it's safe.
Yeah, that went down quite badly in Fine Gael, actually. That still gets brought up from time to time. The way it was said to me there recently was that, you know, you want a justice minister who hauls in the Garda commissioner to their office to lambast them, or at least demand answers about what's going on, rather than showing up for some PR stunt in a Garda station when there's an attack. That was actually just on Talbot Street. That was related to the American tourist, I think, who was attacked on the street there.
Now, we also have the hate speech law, which is making its way through. I don't know whether that is for a serious amendment, because across the water we've got J.K. Rowling, who has reacted to the Scottish hate speech kind of law about transgender and so on. And J.K. Rowling, she says, you know, arrest me when I come home, the home of the Scottish Enlightenment. I'll be there when I come back. And she's had support from Rishi Sunak.
Rishi Sunak, and I saw reading the newspapers out there in the Daily Mail, Michael McDougall as well.
Yeah.
So she has a lot of supporters on that front.
You know, all of this feeds into public discourse, whether it's over there or not.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And I think our hate speech laws are slightly different to the Scottish in around, especially the protection of women and the protection of our penalties for misogynism and the likes. Look, it's definitely going to get ripped up. I doubt you're going to see anything in legislation for the locals and Europeans. That would be political suicide. You're going to have some sort of holding pattern, kick it down the road. Maybe it's one for the next government to come in and decide what they're going to do with it. But it has. It's just kind of ignited a certain group out there, and it's kind of spread elsewhere. I don't think the average person on the street isn't going around worrying about committing hate crimes is one aspect of it. But if it's this fear of it being the first step towards a bigger nanny state.
So you think it might wither on the vine?
It could wither on the vine. I wouldn't think they'd be rushing it through. Like the bare bones of it are the overarching reason for the legislation. Like, it's not that bad. Like, you don't want people being abused on the street or people inciting hatred against other groups.
Okay, so he's obviously going to tell us at the weekend exactly what his plans are for the Fine Gael policy insofar as it can fit within the programme for government. But what about his front bench? I mean, who is going to reinvigorate that for him?
Look, there's a lot of talk about various ministers of state. So we're working off the basis that he has two positions in cabinet. The names that are doing the rounds are Peter Burke, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Martin Hayden. They'd be the top three to be looking for a promotion. Patrick O'Donovan, who is a TD who Simon Harris has kind of had an awkward relationship with, to say the least. I don't know if your listeners remember the kind of sting operation Patrick O'Donovan created to try catch Simon Harris leaking. Was it last year or the year before? But he is quite well suited in that he's sitting in a part of the country out in Limerick County, and after losing a minister from Cork, you would want someone over that side of Munster to be representing Fine Gael at the cabinet table and representing the people of Munster. And there's also the long shot of Brendan Griffin, whether Brendan Griffin gets offered a seat at the cabinet table and decides, okay, I'll run again, you know. So there's a few options there. You might see someone brought up from the backbenches. A few people are impressing. The likes of Alan Dillon has impressed, I think, over time. But look, he'll have to make these decisions. The most obvious ones are, though, that someone gets brought into higher education. A lot of the talk is around maybe Helen McEntee going into higher education, and then someone like Peter Burke or possibly Jennifer Carroll McNeill.
But of course, has he got scope to change things around and say diminish higher education, where he'll say job done, more or less, into maybe a junior ministry and therefore have another vacancy?
I don't think so, because the higher education portfolio, while it was given to a Fine Gael minister, it was very much the brainchild of Taoiseach and Micheál Martin when the cabinet was being drafted up, and that was a priority for him. And there is a bit of work still to be done there. You can see all the problems with the universities in recent times down in UL, etc. So it's not like he's actually walking away from a bit of a dumpster for Simon Harris himself or whoever he gives that to.
Now, finally, he'll have the set pieces with Mary Lou MacDonald. Leo Varadkar was quite pugilistic in his Doyle exchanges with Mary Lou. And we've heard already from Simon Harris about the draping of the tricolour over the coffin of Piers McCauley. So he is likely to be just as pugilistic, I'd imagine.
Oh, sure, yeah. Look, he's going to enjoy that. That's part of the politics as well. It's all a bit of pantomime in reality, but once they're in the chamber, I think that it will be gloves off, and there will be just as many sound bites as Leo Varadkar has for Sinn Féin, and you can be sure that they'll still be rolled out on a weekly or daily basis.
All right. Philip Ryan, political editor with The Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.